a strange place for speed. I send my hands across the length and the help them, please. Bring them out. Help them. The Bible says the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah and began to run. By reason of this impartation, you will be surprised that in 1 month, many of you will achieve things that for decades you've not been able to achieve. A grace that sponsors this, and I speak it upon your life. Please bring them. Please bring them. And ushers, please help them so that they don't have to look at
your influence is unknown for me.
That you will return. Turn back with testimonies. You will marvel and wonder at what begins to happen to your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. There is a grace coming on you. Take that grace now. In the name of Jesus Christ. You will never be the same. I'm seeing that increase in ministry and in your lives. The Lord is shifting you to new levels by the Spirit. Please open your mouth in 1 minute and begin to pray. Father, do not leave me the way I have come. I have come to the house of God. Please don't be distracted. Don't be distracted. You just keep your grace on Jesus. Look beyond the man. Keep your grace on Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Who is Jonathan? I'm hearing the name Jonathan. Just, I really wanted to teach, and I still intend that we will not stay long. But I'm hearing a name Jonathan. Who is that person? Jonathan, you are holding a camera on your hand. Is there someone like that? I'm seeing in the spirit, you are holding a camera. Who is that? What's his name? Is the mic working? Please help. What's your name, my brother?
My name is Jonathan.
Where are you coming from? It's all right. Where are you coming from?
I'm from that.
Please just sit for a minute. You can. You're from this state.
Yes,
I want to pray for you. Because God is raising you to be a light to your family. This is what I'm saying by the Spirit. In the name of Jesus, the Christ of God, I pray for you. Everything that represents limitations, it answers to the name of Jesus right now. Hallelujah. Listen, we'll be seated shortly. Agnes, I'm hearing the name Agnes. You are wearing black with a necklace. Is it the necklace? Black. This is what I'm seeing. Is there someone like that? Agnes.
Lord, you took my pain away, and then you gave me joy. You're my peace, my melody, in the center of the storm.
Hallelujah. This is the minister's role. There are two of you. Please be seated. There are two of you. The grace for the prophetic is coming on you. While you are seated here, I just saw light, a strong anointing coming on a particular man of God here. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, truly may you drink of that fountain, a genuine grace. Step into new encounters. In the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus, your ministry, your life will never be the same. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor Sam, House on the Rock, Gombe, the Lord is revealing to me that you are stepping into a new season of visibility. This is what I'm seeing in the spirit. And there will be such a display of signs and wonders. This is a dimension you have so desired. And the Lord is saying he's bringing it into that grace. I stretch my hands in the name of Jesus Christ. Marvelous light, marvelous grace. It comes upon your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Marvelous grace. Please don't think God is wasting your time. God is answering age-long problems at once just to solve this thing. If this is what happens in this service, it was not a waste. We serve a living God. Please listen to what I'm telling you. We serve a living God. God is not a theoretical religious God. We serve a living God. The Lord is revealing your mother in Jude. That's the Josh University Teaching Hospital. Your mom. I'm seeing a sick woman there. This is that person. If we are able to minister with you with the word, that's fine. But I need to minister to someone. I'm seeing your mom. I've made you forgotten. I stand by the grace of God and we open unto you the book of remembrance. In the name of Jesus Christ. I speak over your business and in the name of Jesus Christ. Sir, I'm praying that not only will God restore. I'm seeing a woman here. This is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years. You are trusting God for the fruit of the womb. Your time has come. Who is that person? 5 years. The Lord is showing me 5 years. Careers of divine realities. I write these things to you, O excellent Theophilus, of all that Jesus began to do and teach. Now, you imagine, please don't be embarrassed, but you going through. Imagine some of the things that you imagine what happens. This is Africa, and you know what happens. Naysayers, false visions, people who come with all kinds of things. But there is a name that is above every other name. Yes, there is. I want to pray for you. My dear sisters, listen to me. I assure you there is a God that sits in heaven. Don't be too used to pain. God is able to roll that reproach. I pray for you, and I want you to believe in this prayer. I know that many people have prayed for you. But you see, every challenge is at the mercy of the grace that confronts it. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. Be broken. Yes, be broken. According to the time of life, I prophesy to you, return with your children. Return with your children. Return with your children. By this time, pray. Regardless of medical condition, we veto it by the power of the word. And we decree and declare that only the counsel of God will come to pass. In the name of Jesus. Please be seated. God bless you. God bless you. Please do not miss, especially tomorrow night, I emphasize again. The Lord wants to bring us visitations and our hearts must be open to receive. For those who can, they can return back to their seats. And then while I'm teaching, please, if anyone is under the anointing, you don't have to bring them. Just help them so they don't injure themselves. Praise the Lord. I spoke of encounters. Please do well to get the teaching for yesterday and then the first service this morning. Because the Bible says to buy the truth. Money is not the only currency. Passion is currency. Hunger is currency. You can use hunger to buy the truth. You can use passion, commitment to buy the truth. In the name of Jesus Christ. My dear, just lay your hands on her. Just do what I'm asking you to do. In the name of Jesus, I stretch my hands. Let there be peace right now. And in the name of Jesus Christ, let everything be over. Crystal, thank you. That's all right. So we began to discuss the subject of encounters. How that if you want to excel in this kingdom, not only ministry, but in the kingdom, that your excelling depends on the kinds and the levels of spiritual encounters. Are we together? And then I began to share with us levels of spiritual encounters according to Job chapter 42. Do not forget that scripture in verse 5. Job said, I have heard of you with the hearing of the ear, but now my eye seeth thee. I have heard of you with the hearing of the ear, but now my eye seeth thee. And I spoke yesterday about the encounter with the Son of the Living God. Apostle John told us, he said, this is the record that God hath given us eternal life. But he structured the administration of eternal life such that until you encounter the Son, you cannot have that life. You cannot bypass the Son and route through an angel or route through a man of God to have eternal life. It has to be the encounter with the Son that gives eternal life. Are we together? And I told us the blessings that follow that encounter. The life of God, access to righteousness, access to the grace of God. Then we discussed yesterday about an encounter with the person and the ministry of the Holy Spirit. I told you that the Holy Spirit as a person, you can have an encounter with him. Hallelujah. It says, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit. The possibilities that we command in this kingdom are a product. They are a derivative of a relationship. I did say yesterday that every other religion and every other spiritual practice does not demand relationship. When you go to a herbalist, he does not need to know your name. You do not need to know his name. You do not need to know the tribe. All he needs is, what are you here for? And if he can give you what you are here for, that's fine. That's all right. But when you come into the faith life, God demands a relationship. And that the power and the possibilities that you command are out of that relationship. Are we together now? Yes. And that we stand to benefit guidance, direction, and empowerment. I did tell you that the Holy Spirit is the revealer of the word. I have many things to tell you, the Bible declares, but ye cannot bear them down. Jesus is speaking. He says, how be it when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. The Spirit of God, the Spirit of grace, the Spirit of truth. Hallelujah. That the Holy Spirit is also the confirmer of the word. The Bible says, and the Lord walking with them, confirming the word with signs following. Then I said the Holy Spirit is the custodian of the anointing. The administration of spiritual power resides in the office of the Holy Spirit. He's not only the custodian of it, he's the administrator of the anointing. Praise the name of the Lord. Then this morning, we spoke about the encounter with the Word of God, not just as the person, Jesus, the Word of God as a compendium of the means of the kingdom, the methodologies of the kingdom, Jesus the way. There is a dimension of encounter that reveals, it exposes you to the principles of the kingdom. I told you that the Bible primarily contains three things. Number one, promises. Number two, principles. Number three, prophecies. So every time you study scripture, and that from a child, thou hast known the Holy Scripture, which is able to make you wise, it says, unto salvation. That maturity in the kingdom depends on your encounter with the word. Dominion in the kingdom depends on your encounter with the word. Knowledge of the methodologies of the kingdom. And I told us in the first service that the challenge with most believers is that we have random spiritual informations that are not sequentially arranged in a way and a manner that can produce victory in our lives. So we know that the blood of Jesus works. We know that the name of Jesus works. We know about the fire of the Holy Ghost. We know about communion. We know about the seed. And we engage them at random with no mastery until he strives lawfully. Every outcome in this kingdom has spiritual principles that lead to it. God is a God of systems, and what he does is that he introduces that spiritual reality and then he creates systems around it for continuity. Are we together? Praise the name of the Lord. So we challenged ourselves in the first service that we must contend for specific spiritual knowledge. If your church, for instance, as a man of God, is not growing, just arbitrarily believing that I'll just pray and fast at random, no. That may not be the solution. The Bible says, Proverbs 18 and verse 1, through desire, it says, a man having separated himself is seeketh and intermeddled with all wisdom. We must be able to study the spiritual principles that are responsible for what outcome. Are we together? And in this final session here at the second service, I want to teach on the last encounter. This one has changed my life. And I pray in the name of Jesus that it will affect you like it did me. In Jesus' name, encounter with the body of Christ. The fourth encounter that every one of us would require if you must excel in this kingdom, it's not only an encounter with the Son, it's not only an encounter with the Spirit, it's not only an encounter with the Word, you need an encounter with this mystery entity called the body of Christ. The body of Christ is a very mysterious entity. Jesus himself began to speak the first time the word church will be mentioned in the Bible, the ecclesia. He said, who do men say that I am? So the revelation of the church was a strategy to end confusion. They were not clear about his identity. Who do men say that I am? Some said you are Elias. Some said you are one of the prophets. And he said, okay, you've walked with me. What is your verdict? Who do you think I am? And Peter, the Bible says, speaking by the Spirit, he said, I know who thou art. Thou art Christ, the Son of the living God. And he said, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And he says, thou art Peter, and upon this rock, the rock is not Peter. The rock is this strategy. Upon this strategy, I will build my church. And I will build it in a way and a manner that the gates of hell will not prevail against it. So the church is not just a building. Please listen carefully. The church is not even just people. The church is a spiritual strategy. The only strategy that is able to fulfill the agenda of the Father is called the church. The church is more than a people. The church is more than a building. The church is a spiritual strategy, invented by the intelligence of God himself. The only platform to host God, the only platform that is able to advance the kingdom, the only platform that is able to communicate this global harvest is called the church. And you need an encounter with the body of Christ. Walk with me. Let's look at a few scriptures. Number one, 1 Corinthians, please, chapter 11. 1 Corinthians, chapter 11. We'll begin to read from verse 23, but the verse of emphasis is 27 down to 30. A little background, please. Paul, this was at a point where Paul was on his voyage, carrying out his apostolic ministry, and the church in Corinth at this time was experiencing such an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. There were signs, wonders, baptisms, miracles, administrations of several dimensions, and there was a very big confusion in the church. There was a mix of several things. People who were taking the wine for communion and they were getting drunk, people who were prophesying arbitrarily, people who were having all kinds of things, and Paul needed to come and bring decency and order. Are we together now? That was the whole idea behind 1st and 2nd Corinthians, to the end that all things be done decently and in order. And in order for him to do that, he now had to sit them down in a conference and then compartmentalize the operations of the Holy Spirit and give meaning to the experiences they were having. Because they didn't know the name of what they were having was called word of knowledge, word of wisdom. It was Paul who began to define, to give names and compartmentalize these operations. He was an amazing man. And in one of his discourse, please back to the scripture, he now brought a mystery of the Lord's body, the table and the cup. For I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered to you. So we know where it came from. That the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, take note, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. 25. And after the same manner, he took the cup. When he had supped, he said, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. 26. For as often as ye eat this bread and ye drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he comes. Now the mystery is unveiled. From 27. Wherefore, is a caution now, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily, he shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. Understand what he's saying here. 28. But let drinks unworthily, he will eat and drink damnation to himself, and the sin that he has done is not discerning the Lord's body. As a result of this, verse 30, it says, many are weak. Look at this now. As a result of this sin of not discerning the Lord's body, many, not few, are weak. Many are sickly. If the Bible says many, it means many. That means there are lives today that are limited. There are lives today that are weak. There may be ministries that are weak simply because they could not discern the Lord's body. Now, he was not talking about bread, wafers, and wine. Those were just emblems. He was talking about his body. Are we together now? That even though I am the head, I have a body that he must discern. And failure to discern the body of Christ, it would cost your destiny, it would cost your church, it would cost your ministry. What is in the body of Christ? The body of Christ, listen to me, is the only entity that can host the possibilities of God. The body of Christ is not a church. The body of Christ is the collective group of believers together. You have to understand this. Now, I'll explain a few things, and I pray that God will grant us the grace to understand. Please look up. The way God works with us is that he reveals himself dimensionally. You have to understand this. God is almighty. He's I am. But when it has to do with the revelation of himself, he fragments himself into dimensions and reveals to people. Are we in agreement on that? So if you are oral robots, he will reveal that Rapha dimension as the healing God. Are we together? If you are Ben Him, you will know him as he will begin on a neutral ground. But as you progress, God will now begin to shift you to the area of your call. And the area of your calling, the area of your commissioning will certain trainings. Are we together? So say for instance, there are two gentlemen. Can I use you again? Thank you. Let's have one more person. We have to hurry up so we end on time. Thank you. Watch this. Thank you. Watch this gentleman. Let's assume that these gentlemen began their spiritual journeys together. Are we together? Praying, maybe fasting. If this man has been ordained to be a prophet, and this man has been ordained to be an evangelist, somewhere in the course of their training, the Holy Ghost is now going to begin to customize his dealings. Find out that two of them will not be able to work together again because the context of their training will change. This man is calling to the prophetic. Chances are that an unusual release of the grace of prayer will come upon him, even more than what this man would experience. So there will be problems because when they pray after 3 hours, this guy is tired. He wants to go home. But this guy is just about to start because he will need to labor to be able to obtain that grace. Are you seeing now? Something is happening to their trainings. At the end of it, This man will get the prophetic faith God trains us. And he left it intentionally. The side effect is that when God is focusing on your area of call, he usually will not fasting, warfare, the prophetic, revelation. Are you saying this? Just as an example. Only with that dimension, very soon the area he has neglected will start showing in his life. Are you getting blessed now? Whilst God is building him in the area of the prophetic, there is another person who God is building in the area of administration and excellence. If this man is not, he will also start an organization that is excellent but full of demons, excellent but full of sickness, excellent but full of all kinds of failure. So here's what God did. He will fragment himself and reveal to you, but leave you with an assignment to connect with the larger body for the other part of what you do not have. Are you getting that now? You have to understand this. So if this man acknowledges that as powerful as my dealing is, that is not all there is to God, he can now honor this man for learning administration. Now, administration has been added to his prophetic. He can now have a healthy church that prophesies and is still excellent. Hearing is where the devil has deceived many of us. Because of the strength of the result that comes from your training and the pride of men, we usually find it difficult to acknowledge other dimensions that are not captured in our lives. Why? Because eventually you are going to have mentors, mentees, who are learning under you, and they are only going to learn what is your dimension of reality. Are we together now? And so when they see a level of excellence like this, it is your assignment as a mature spiritual leader to be unashamed to tell them, I will teach you the dimension given to me. But don't you think that is all you should learn? When you find another dimension, don't fight it. Embrace it and add it. It is the body of Christ. Please sit down. So the administrator mentors young people and tells them, if you see all these guys praying and fasting, don't mind them. The only devil is the one in your mind. You may be right until the real attack comes. Are we together now? Oh yes, I assure you there are real attacks. The realm of the spirit does not play games. It's a real attack. Now at that point you are confused. The people you are raising come to meet you and say, Pastor, you taught us to be excellent. My books are intact. I did my job well. I submitted the proposal. Why is it not working? The answer is here. And yet, because you have not connected, you will have to create a theology to explain away and tell the man, maybe you are not serious. Many of the answers we look, if only we have the eyes to discern the graces that God has put. So, I'm here now with a prophetic ministry, prophesying, but people are stealing money because there's no excellent administration. You're prophesying, but there's trouble. You can't raise leaders. Are you saying that now? So I go to God and say, Lord, why is ministry not working? Even though I'm a genuine, already sent the answer. The answer does not have to come to you directly. But once the answer is in the body of Christ, it is still yours. Are you getting what I'm saying now? This has been the age-long in the lives of very great people. Because for some reason, and I'm saying this passionately again, because this is my own state, there is something called the unity of faith. Unity does not mean uniformity. We are never going to do the same thing. Let me just tell you the truth. However, there must be a recognition, and we must be unashamed to mentor the people that God is bringing to us, to acknowledge the fact that we do not have all of God as far as the dispensing of truth is concerned. For we see in part and we prophesy in part. So when I come here, can I use this hand? I am able to hold Reverend Akila's hand. Yes, even though you called me great Apostle Joshua Selman, and I am grateful, but there are dimensions that if I want, I must have to come to him and acknowledge the dealings of God on his life. If I ignore the grace on him, I will still be anointed in my area of call, but suffer in other areas. Let me give you an instance. Within minutes, I spoke to people here who had problems. Do you know there are many voices that in 5 minutes can end the captivity of families? But because you have not discerned, many of the problems that we have, the answers are around the body of Christ. God bless you, sir. In the body of Christ, there is a woman who did not go to school and yet raised 12 children, and all those children are responsible. You think it's just motherhood? There has to be an anointing making that happen. And yet there is something that don't feel bad. Struggling with 2 children, if only you can discern that the answer, it doesn't always have to be preachers. This is why the gathering of the saints is powerful, because you are not only receiving from the man teaching. The person seated next to you may be carrying a grace that is the answer to your age-long problem. It's why pride is a destroyer. An encounter with the body of Christ. You've heard me say I'm a product of many anointings. It was right here in Jos that I traveled down to attend one of Reinhard Bonnke's crusades. I was in that crowd when I saw this man doing great things. I would have said I'm a man of God too. That's what we say. That's the deception that keeps us small. A very simple message. And you know, to those of us that God has helped to be to the spirit of revelation, there is this pride. We usually would not listen. If it's not deep, I don't listen. Unfortunately, Reinhard Bonnke shared a simple story, and he was about to take water and then minister the baptism. That was the first time in my life I had a visionary encounter of the Holy Spirit. Something happened to me in that meeting that I will never forget. Today he's gone to be with the Lord. If I had stayed in my pride, that man would have gone today and I would not receive anything. Please listen to me. When you receive, it does not demean you. You are only equipping. In fact, your openness to the body of Christ is proof that you really love your people, because it means you want to bring dimensions to them. Now you see what Reverend Akila is doing by creating a platform, even though it is House on the Rock, but you know that this program is not really House on the Rock. This is the body of Christ. Please hear me, men and women of God, especially respectfully speaking. We must get to a point where we have a healthy acknowledgement and a communication of mutual honor for the sacrifices of one another. It is true that we are not at the same spiritual level. It is true that our hunger and our press is not the same, but we must have a healthy regard. Are we blessed? A woman, I'm sure she may be here. Yesterday after the service, while I was in the office, she came to greet me with her 2 children, 2 adorable children. And I have never seen 2 children memorize scripture like this in my whole life. She was memorizing the scripture with them. They were praying for me, the children. I said, what is this? I know how long it took me to learn those scriptures. And those kids were effortlessly reciting it. Someone is here flogging their child every day to learn John 3:16, and the child is not getting it. Whereas there is a grace that resides in a woman that through honor and discernment you can receive. When you learn what I'm teaching you tonight, no challenge will live in your life for a long time, because you will search for, there has to be a grace in the body of Christ that can solve that problem. If your problem is prayerlessness, there is a grace already assigned. I know what many of us want. We want the credit to our name. We want God to give you directly, so you don't give credit to anyone. But even if you are Saul and you meet Jesus, you will still go to the house of Ananias for the continuation of your training. Not even an encounter with Jesus will ignore an encounter with the body of Christ. For this cause, many are weak. For this cause, many are sick. For this cause, there are people who have died today who should not have died. Don't feel grace is assigned to them. There are weak people who are not supposed to be weak today. There are politicians who should never be down if only they could be sound. Let me answer one question and we'll pray. Let me tell you why it is difficult to receive. And I will start with an admission. The admission is that the vessels that carry this grace are very, very empty and imperfect. This is where the problem is. Because of the imperfection of the vessels, are we together now? Moses was a temperous man. I hope you know that. Very temperous man. Yet the spirit that was in him as a stammerer came on 70 elders and none of them could keep quiet. Yet that's what was in one man and he was quiet. Part of what was on him, Elijah was an angry man. You need to really clap for Elijah and don't blame the sons of the prophet. The sons of the prophet were being mentored by this harsh guy. For disturbing him, fire comes down. What kind of a man is that? God, can't you replace him and use another one? The strange thing about God is while you are there hoping God does not use those vessels, he has covenanted that I will still continue. So if you must get onto that dimension, you must tap into that place. Why would God not replace Elijah? If you want to be Elijah, get ready for insult from Elijah and be prepared to enjoy it. The Bible may not record it, but we're mature enough to know that you cannot walk with Elijah. It's not just good morning every day. The sons of the prophet were angry, and Elijah said, do what you do, I will still follow quietly. So when the mantle came upon him, he said, finally, I have it. What do you want? A man is leaving. You are leaving, and then the one person who has stayed with you. Shouldn't you be wise enough to say, I love you, my dear son, you have served me? He said, quickly, I'm going. What do you want? A double portion of your anointing, you are party handy. Would you be angry and go back and say, carry your grace and go to heaven? The mystery of receiving from the body of Christ, I wish I had time, is hidden in the riddle of Samson. Samson was going to go and see a woman, and while he was going, a lion attacked him. Is that true? And he tore that lion with his bare hands. And then after a week, he was passing again, and he saw something mysterious. He saw that bees left every tree and came to a carcass and put honey there. Why will bees not look for fresh trees with green leaves? What are bees looking for that they come to a carcass and put honey there? So when he met the Philistines, he said, I have a riddle. Out of something strong has come something sweet. And the people could not end. They could not unravel it. Let me tell you the mystery of receiving from the body of Christ. You will only receive the honey if you can endure the smell of the carcass. Even though the carcass smells, the honey is right there. If you can endure the smell of the honey, hear what I'm telling you. This is why many people do not receive. Oh, this pastor is a tribalistic man. I agree. You are not wrong. But that's too small a reason to allow your destiny to suffer that much. Adaptation is proof of honor. You must learn the stamina of endurance. It's the reason why many young people never receive mantles, because they want to be successful at their own terms. Listen to me. Many of us young people today have not been able to receive graces from our fathers, even in the flesh, because of our anger. My father was a sad person. But he was sad and still wise. In his lifetime, you saw his honor. And yet we cannot endure and receive it. We live in a generation that is obsessed with pleasure. We want success to come and meet us at our own terms. No, sir.
Oh, 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 oh.
For an anointing that mama has right in your house because she's not educated. That woman wakes up 12 o'clock every day to pray till 2. She has studied for 25 years. That is more than physical discipline. There is a grace that makes it happen. Now you are a preacher and you sleep and wake up by 9 o'clock in the morning. Even if you sleep by 8, you will still wake up by 9. It's an attack. If you go to mama and say, mama, even though I know I'm a celebrity man of God, but I come to you recognizing that the grace I'm running around looking for, you may not be educated, but you have this grace. Mama can look at you and say, my son, I met a missionary in 1975. I cooked food for him and he blessed me. He said, you will never go down spiritually. And that's the grace we need. Do you know there are mantles and anointings that swim across our environment every day? But our pride and lack of discernment is what has kept us small. There is no reason why anyone in jobs should be prayerless. There are enough graces and unctions and mantles to solve that problem if you have the opportunity to discern. There is no reason why anyone in this state should be mediocre. There are exceptional people that have been raised from the plateau to the ends of the earth. Have you discerned their grace? There is no reason why people should be begging for food up and down. There are people, veterans in business, men and women who understand the economic system of the kingdom. I'm not just talking of people who are carnal. No. For this cause, many are weak. This is the reason why there is a lot of prayer, maybe in your assembly, but there is no establishment. Because it is a prayer ministry, but there is no communication of doctrine. You have ignored the teaching ministry and laughed at teachers and say it's because they don't have signs and wonders. That's why they teach from morning till night. Now you see people pray, and there is a side effect to praying without the word, because you will be exposed to the realm of the spirit. Then you will interact with all kinds of spirits. Your hunger will drive you to the realm of the spirit, but the word of God is not there to coordinate you. So you find out that people fast for 7 days and return back with strange spirits. They fast for 7 days and they have mixed them in juice because they are supposedly praying in tongues without control. It is doctrine that gives balance to spiritual experiences. What do you benefit from your encounter with the body of Christ? Please sit down, we have to wrap up. I forgot this is a morning service. This kind of teachings happen with 90 years. 3 or 4 hours of solid prayer. Another 2 or 3 hours of solid word. You back it up with a serious demonstration of the Spirit. And even the gate of your destiny knows that you spent time with God. We must trust God for grace to take God seriously. In the name of Jesus Christ. Number one, the first blessing, the first benefit of encounter with the body of Christ, thank you gentlemen, thank you so much, is access to the multifaceted dimensions of God. Write it down. God operates dimensionally. give us the last four verses. Acts chapter 18. Access to the multifaceted dimensions of God. God operates dimensionally. The dimension you have may not be all there is. He's not only Rapha. He's not only Jireh. He's not only El Shaddai. He's not only Sikenu. There is more. Even in heaven, he said, come of Hida. There is still room for more. Are we together? Praise the name of the Lord. Okay, you just write it. This was the story of Apollos. The Bible tells us that Paul had advanced to the upper coast. Well, he came and met this man in Ephesus called Apollos. Are we together? And the Bible says he was mighty in scripture. He was eloquent. He was fervent in spirit. But he knew only the baptism of John. Now, if you were to be the member of Apollos' church, the only thing you would know is the baptism of John. Not wrong, but incomplete. So here's how the devil has deceived us. We believe that single-handedly we are the ultimate custodians of all there is in God. And we discourage people from embracing from the body. Now, listen to me. Let me balance something. I know that administratively and from the standpoint of fatherhood and leadership, as a spiritual leader, you owe a responsibility to make sure your people are secure. Your people don't vacillate around into confusion. You have a responsibility. John 17, Jesus was praying and he said, all you have given me, I have kept, and none is lost except the son of perdition. Had to explain why Judas was out of the 12. Jesus had to give the father an explanation. What happened to Judas? So as a man of God, it's not just to say, okay, because the body of Christ is there, so you allow your members and your people to just vacillate and roam around. No. However, there must be an unashamedness whilst doing ministry or leadership or business to let people know sincerely that I continue to be an effective servant of God, growing and exploring the riches in Christ. However, I admit to you that all I have is not all there is. There are dimensions beyond this horizon, and that I will not, under guidance, I will not hinder you from tapping into those dimensions. It is all have that access to. And I am so honored, and in the secret and in the open sincerely, Reverend Akila has said it again and again. I have preached, there are few churches in this nation in terms of denominations that have not preached it. And sometimes I have my personal convictions as a person, doctrinally speaking, with a mentality to outshine, as though the men of God in this city are just playing games. You will be disappointed even though you love me. We never come into cities to push down and demean what God is doing. Rather, we come by the privilege of the election of grace to be support systems, to lift the hands of those who labor in doctrine day and night. Based on our walk with God, we have been exposed light. But is it possible that a House on the Rock program can be happening, and a pastor or a ministry that is not House on the Rock says this is kingdom come? How can I provide buses? How can I provide chairs? You don't even need to announce my name. I am a member of this church, but I know that what God is doing is a real visitation, and I will share my differences and see to it that Christ is lifted. If we do not listen to this, the generation of the children coming will hate God, will fight God, and the devil will give them coordinated alternatives. Coordinated alternatives. Are we blessed? The vessels will always remain imperfect and empty. Because you have not seen him. In principle, men always love those they have not seen. I assure you, Jesus walks in the flesh. After 1 week, many of you will run away from him. You read about the Jesus you so love. Are you aware of the people flocking the temple? Your Jesus, are you aware of the names that he called people? Jesus, you love God's generals. Oh, I love them. Go and find out those who witnessed some of their time. They were persecuted and hated. You love Archbishop Benson Hida Hosa. Ask the people who work with him. I wish you were his secretary or his PA. You may almost be tempted to say, finally, he has come. And yet, this man will celebrate today. Most times, we have this air, there is pressure that we put upon men of God. All that. Please listen. This is not an advocacy for licentiousness. Don't get what I'm saying. However, your father may not be praying in tongues, but there is something about his dreams. If God shows him something, it will really happen. If you can respect it, you can get that grace and add it to your enlightenment. Are we together? This is what I learned in my life. I have received from several people graces. I'm not just talking of preachers alone. No. I discern. I was ministering in Kano. And here comes this woman that I called out by the Spirit. And she came up to her. It was an honor to see me. And yet God opened my eyes. And I was seeing the substance carried in the Spirit. She could not even speak English very well. And she told me, she said, every 15 days she finishes the Bible. Every 15 days in Hausa. Hausa Bible, Genesis, Revelation. I would be stupid to see the remaining man of God at that point. Mama, is it possible to pray for me? A woman that can read the whole Bible every 15 days, I assure you, no matter how diligent you are, it has to be a grace, a solid grace from heaven. I remember I met a gentleman who fasted for 400 days. I've not fasted for 400 days. Many people tell lies that they fasted for this and that. It's only God that knows the truth. But I met a man who genuinely fasted for 400 days, 6 to 6. I wrapped up the last day with him, and yet he was still following me for invitation. I said, this body of Christ is mysterious. There is a man fasting for 400 days, and yet he's still hoping I will lay hands on him. Who have you ignored? Who did God send to you as a prayer, an answer to prayer, and you ignored? Mama may not have been a businesswoman, but all through your life, you never saw her beg. Quarter to shame. There is a grace on her that will force blessings to come from anywhere. Do you not know you need that grace in the wicked world we live today? Everything you have, you got it yourself. Nobody is willing to invest in your life. Something is wrong. In this morning's service, you are going to pray. And you are not just going to look at God and look at me. You may be sitting down close to someone that you do not know. The kind of grace that he or she carries. Let me wrap up before we pray with a very interesting story. Many of you may have heard who listened to my teachings. This story. I attended a conference many years ago, and the man of God was sharing a very touching story. Mighty miracles happening in his church, and yet he was dying in his home. Poverty, lack, failure, yet people were coming to testify every week, and he was one praying for them. And then one time, while service was going on, the wife got up and walked away. Imagine like the woman of God just gets up and walks out of this place. People began to talk, I hope everything is all right. And he finished his counseling and rushed back home. My wife, what is wrong? She didn't utter one word. He sat down at table to eat. Did I offend you? I can apologize. She didn't tell him anything. The first thing he noticed was that the place that she got food for him was not the usual one. She took her time, got some of the best plates, and she was serving him. He said, what is this? This one, we've been married for long. Let's not do this children's thing. Bring food for me and let me. She didn't utter a word again. So the man became concerned. And when she brought the last item and dropped it, she looked at him and went down on her knees and said, servant of God, my home is in trouble. When the man climbed the stage, he was a man of God, but she did not tap into that dimension of the man of God. She tapped into husband. So all they had was children, not solutions. The person who may need whose grace you have been praying for may even be your younger brother. In 1 year, he got 5 jobs. For 10 years, you are still looking for one. There is a grace on you. But I bring you the instruction. Can you unravel the riddle of Samson this morning? Don't cry. Some of you are crying. God is speaking to you. Man of God, you would have been greater than this. If only you saw that the gate man you have, that guy prays for 5 hours every day. You will receive the good in them. Many of us young people, when God grants us grace, especially on the plateau, for healings or prophecy, we go back to our local and we insult some of the pastors. No revelation. This man doesn't have any revelation. He's not even filled with the Holy Spirit. Yet, he has prayed for 30 years in ministry. And you are full of the Holy Ghost, you are just 4 years old and you are about to collapse. There is a grace of stability you can receive. That Baba preached before you were born, and he's still standing today. He may not know all the Greek and Hebrew, but there is a grace of sustenance. He will not suffer my foot to be carry your presence everywhere. Who am I? Your mind is so good. He wrote that memory for mine. He will come to meet you with confidence and boldness. Remember, Uncle, you said he will buy me a bicycle, and he puts pressure on your ego. He will go and borrow money and buy that bicycle. Apostle, they make too much noise in that church. I agree. Can you endure the noise and receive that prophetic word? Apostle, they don't spend time teaching. They teach all kinds of things. Can you endure and learn other things? Learn fellowship. Learn. Hallelujah. Are we together? I don't like that traditional ruler. He does not like smiling. Can you learn leadership? I don't like my mother and my father. They would have given them to me in America or UK. I would have had dual citizenship. Now look where they came and gave them to me. You keep talking like that while the gates of destiny keep shutting over you. We are going to pray. The first prayer is repentance. Lord, I repent for my sarcasm over the body of Christ. I have programmed walls over my life. I have talked about men of God. I have talked about business people. I have talked about people in government. Listen, without genuine repentance, you will not see the power of God. Please pray. Now I have learned that more than an encounter with the Son of God, more than an encounter with the Holy Spirit, more than an encounter with the Word, I need an encounter with this mystery entity called the body of Christ. Are you praying? Lord, I obtain mercy. I've criticized excellent ministries. I've criticized prayer ministries. I've criticized prophetic ministries. I've criticized teaching ministries. I've criticized exceptional business people. I've criticized young people who made it early in life. I've criticized homes with well-cultured children. Hey, we're wrapping up.
Best
Yes, towards the end of his life, he began to teach, and there were doctrines and concepts he brought. But I mean, let's, is that all he did? He did so many great things. People were healed, people's lives received direction. And while I was watching that video, something happened to me. All of a sudden, I felt a cold sensation just came upon my head. I know impartations when they happen. And it began to run through my head, down my whole body, over a period of about 30 minutes. I said, something is happening to me. By the next meeting I went to, I was surprised what happened. Don't say, is Saul also one of the prophets? Find out if he has met Samuel. Because some of you after this conference, go back and those who knew him will say, no, you have to tell us where this came from. And this is what I said, be careful. Oh, this man of God, I don't know you to be this well. We grew up together. Do you know what was done when you were not there? Do you know what grace and what vessel was honored when you were not there? Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Everywhere I go, I am a seeker. I see these graces. I honor them sincerely. I remember one time I met a man who I had known for many years, and on hearing the things God was doing in my life, old enough to be my father, the man was going to go down his knees. I said, no, not in my presence. I'm still your son, I'm still a young man. It's just the grace of God. I said, no, no, no. I said, no, you won't kneel down here. I won't be so stupid to forget that even though God is doing great things to me, God used that man at a point in you by night. Some of you, by reason of this message, you will run back home and buy a crate of minerals and go home to your father, your mother, someone and say, look, I may be a great man of God, but I have not something about you. And I came to church on a Sunday morning and I heard the word of the Lord, and this is what God has done. You may give money and not honor. Honor is not about giving money. It's a vote of recognition from your heart. Here in a beautiful plateau state, great people have come out of this city, but it's unfortunate they were not celebrated in this city. Most of the great people who have changed the tides of history from this city were not celebrated in this city. They were ignored, deserted, criticized, demeaned, downplayed. And many of them innocently were taken by the Spirit to hinterlands where they saw their value and they perceived it. Now many of us are scrounging for a remnant that is an inheritance. We must change as a people. We should not be ashamed to celebrate what God has given us. I'm not talking about myself. There are many like me. There are people in business. There are people in ministry. Do not be ashamed to celebrate the investment of the Spirit. Are we blessed? You have to stop. But I want to pray a prayer for you. I have a covenant with God that I never have to see anyone twice for his life to be blessed. I have cried before my God and I pray that he will sustain that grace. Because there are times you will meet people that is a life and death issue. Listen to what I'm saying. If you have the grace to discern, in a moment, your life can change. You know, sometimes people come to me for prayer, and with all humility, sometimes I'm just impatiently waiting for them to finish saying what their problem is, because I know what the solution is. There are no mistakes in the realm of the Spirit. If this grace is not on you, it's not on you. As honest and as simple as that. Hear me. There is a grace for influence. There is a grace that gives you visibility. There is a grace for favor. The proof of favor is not money. It's the loyalty of the hearts of men. There is a grace for speed. There is a grace for revelation. There is a grace for prayer and supplication. There is a grace for signs and wonders. You don't just speak. No, God is not the herbalist. Which of these graces have you ignored that your life and your destiny needs? I know that we have other sessions coming. That's why I pleaded with you and I'm saying it again. Do not miss the miracle service tomorrow. Please, whatever it is within your power, come with hunger. I know Pastor did not say that. Invite those in government. This is not some political manipulation to collect money. This is serious business to bless people, to lift. A true man of God does not depend on people for resources. You need people. It's the grace that makes. There is a kingmaker anointing that enthrones kings. Are we blessed? But for this service, I'd like you to mention one thing, just one, that you pray from the depth of your heart, according to the integrity of Scripture, to see what in your life. Don't sit down arguing when your life does not have the kind of result you desire. It takes meekness to receive the Bible of Christ. Lift your voice in one and pray to the God of your salvation. Pray. I want to speak of our lives. Please pray. Oh, let it be a new season for me. In ministry, in life, in destiny. When he sent to Jacob, it is because he intends for it to get to Israel. Visibility is not there.
Nobody knows you are there. Nobody is placing a demand on the grace of God upon your life. Recently, something happened to my life that it humbled me in a way that I cried for many days. One of the dynasties on earth today, one of the world superpowers, I was sitting and minding my business when I get this call. I'm a lawyer to so-and-so family. Are you a prosecution servant? I said, why? I thought it was this scammer, this voice that just called and said a lot of nonsense. I've been mandated by this family to reach out to you. We want to bring you to this nation because there is a quarrel around the family and they have unanimously agreed that you are the only man of God that they should bring to come and resolve the issue. I sat and I said, Lord, I've seen you in the things of Jesus. These are nations that you don't need a visa if they say come. It doesn't matter. I told them, I said, my schedule is now. They said, whatever you will take, I'm only a lawyer speaking on their behalf. When I ended that call, I got down on my knees. I said, God, I fear you. Only a fool will say, God cannot be. Manipulate it, your tribal people can help you, but there is a helper. When he invests his jealousy in you, it does not matter where you are. But then Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ, I stretch my hands and I pray. Father, by the grace of the Almighty God, through the office of Jesus, the Son of the Living God, I pray that among the many men and the women scattered in this place, let someone catch the grace for influence and visibility. In the name of Jesus Christ, grace that will take you right from the plateau to the ends of the earth. May that grace come on you. I release that grace from the depth of my spirit. Businessmen, stop being small. I release that grace. Carry that grace across Africa. Visibility across Europe. Visibility across America. Asia. The grace for influence and visibility. Hearing him anointing, may it come upon you now in the name of Jesus. Number two is the Esther anointing, the grace of favor. Listen, believe me, I apologize if I sound arrogant. I know what the favor of God is. Believe me when I tell you this. Esther chapter 2 and verse 15. The Bible says, and Esther obtained favor in the sight of all them that looked upon her. When favor is upon you, the only person that cannot bless you is a blind man. For five that they can make contact with you, there is a grace that compels. Just help them. There is a grace for favor. Lord, I stretch my hands upon everyone who truly desires to find this grace. In the name of Jesus Christ, the God of my salvation, I stretch my hands. Take that grace now. Take that grace now. Take that grace now. Take that grace now. It doesn't matter your local prophet. No. It doesn't matter the reason. Believe me. In the name that is above all names, take that place of favor. Let it work in politics. Let it work in ministry. Let it work in business. In the name of Jesus, access to resources. Access to the hearts of men. Access to the hearts of kings. Access to the hearts of nobles. In the name of Jesus, the supernatural God is releasing that grace upon you. In the name of Jesus.
Exodus chapter 3 and verse 21. And I will give these people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. And it shall come to pass that as ye go, ye shall not go empty. Everything that has made for emptiness in your hands, financially, spiritually, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke that spirit out of your life. And I declare favor, even financial favor. May kings arise and bless you. May kings arise and help you. I connect you to captains of industry. They will arise and show you mercy. I declare that the spirit of grace, they will arise and help you of me. Tell me, there are men of God here trusting God for land, trusting God for support systems. You don't have to cut corners and manipulate. There is a real grace that helps men. I stretch my hands. The grace will penetrate. Rehoboth, your own portion in this land. May my God give it to you. In the name of Jesus Christ. So please come for the evening with your heart open. And then prepare your heart for the miracle service tomorrow. There will be a time of prophecy, miracles, impartations. Reverend Akila, if you please permit me. Oh dear, please help, please help, please help. Now listen to me. If Reverend Akila will permit me, tomorrow I want you to come with a piece of paper. Write down everything that has mocked God in your life, that was ending your life. Please allow me to bring this here. If there is a God in heaven, I assure you by the mercies of God, what you see that in Jesus must lead you once and for all. Please do not forget, even for those who are unable to make it, please, you can collect their prayer requests and bring it here. Somewhere in the course of the service, we are going to pray. And let that God that answers by fire, let it be God in this place. The Lord bless you and the Lord will increase you. In the name of Jesus.